NIH uses approximately 80% of its money to award grants to researchers, funding everything from decoding goat genomes to creating less expensive paper centrifuges. In a state with two major public research universities, Trump's proposed budget cuts could significantly restrict Indiana research. Schools and companies here received 640 NIH grants in 2016, totaling more than $225 million. NIH money funded, for example, Purdue's groundbreaking mapping of the physical structure of the Zika virus. Timothy Ratliff is director for the Purdue Center for Cancer Research, which is run largely with money from the NIH's National Cancer Institute. He's watching the budget cuts warily.
It will really severely restrict how rapidly we can advance in our cancer research efforts, drug development, et cetera.
Purdue Vice President of Research and Partnerships Suresh Garamella declined an interview, saying the budget process is still in its early phases. Congress must approve the budget, and it's expected to go through many revisions before it's finalized. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fenton.